The Dillingham Police Department has started an internal investigation to determine how several dogs died while being cared for in the city's animal shelter. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
Six dead dogs were discovered in the animal shelter Tuesday morning, and an investigation was immediately started. The dogs were under the care of the city's animal control officer, Travis Barnett, who has declined to comment on the incident. However, he has been suspended pending the completion of the investigation. Dillingham Police Chief Richard Thompson says there are a number of things that have and will go into that investigation.
Right now, we have a vet over at the department doing necropsies on the dogs to find out why they died. First thing you need to know is what happened. Why did the animals die? So that process is underway.
The veterinarian conducting the necropsies is James Hagee from Chugiak, and at last report he had not yet completed the necropsies nor determined the details of the dog's death. Dillingham Mayor Alice Ruby didn't want to comment on the situation until the internal investigation was complete, but she stressed that she would expect an update on the situation by the time the city's January City Council meeting rolls around. Thompson confirms that the discovery of the six dead dogs resulted in the temporary closure of the Dillingham Animal Shelter.
So I expect to get some direction in returning the shelter to a minimum standard operating condition.
While the animal shelter may be closed, the Dillingham Police Department is still responding to animal calls, but Thompson's asking for people's patience while the department tries to figure out how to deal with dogs, cats, and other animals. He says some work must be done before the shelter can be reopened to accept animals.
The heater needs to be repaired. The water needs to be thawed back out. There needs to be some cleaning done, but it is not in any way, shape, or form unusable once those things are accomplished.
Thompson confirmed that he will be forwarding the investigation report onto the local district attorney, who will make the call as to whether or not to move forward with any criminal charges. One of the most obvious questions about the six dead dogs in the city's animal shelter is how such a thing could be allowed to happen and what are the motives behind the incident. Thompson says that will likely be known when the internal investigation is complete. In Dillingham, when an animal is admitted to the shelter, they're housed for a period of time, normally 10 days, before they are euthanized via a gunshot to the head at the city's landfill. Thompson explained why the animals are shot.
It is not the preferred manner of euthanasia, but it is an accepted practice. There are issues and significant expenses involved, some fairly complex environmental and technical issues involved in doing it any other way. Those issues have never really been properly sorted out.
The details of what happened at the Dillingham Animal Shelter are still unknown, but Thompson confirms that the now suspended animal control officer received training on how to properly handle the animals that make their way to and through the shelter. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.